Hello there, this is Red Flower. I'm so glad to meet with you online. You know, I cooperate with my favorite teacher. We create this interesting activity. This interesting activity named Intelligence Spark. What does it mean? It means we can see something meaningful of the terrors, and you can use it into your life. So let's start it. Okay, so right now, the key factor to achieving great things is not the size of your strength, the strength of the ability, the amount of wealth, the difficulties of things, the level of IQ, or the high or low status, but how long you can persist.成就大事的关键因素呢，并不在于你的力量大小、能力的强弱、财富的多寡、事情的难易、智商的高低、身份的贵贱，而是在于你能够坚持多久。Otto Lewis was born in a Jewish family in Germany. He liked art since he was a child. However, his parents hoped that his son wouldn't engage in an ideological job.And wanted him to specialize in scientific research. His parents believed that only science could save them from the fact of the persecutions. Because of them, Otto Lewis gave up the art he loved and then entered medical school at Strasbourg University. Okay, Otto.勒维出生在德国的一个犹太人家庭呢，他从小就很喜欢艺术，但是因为他的父母是犹太人，对犹太人所受到的那个迫害，他们非常的害怕，所以他们希望呢自己的儿子不要从事于会涉及意识形态的一些工作，他要他去专攻科学的研究啊，因为父母认为这样子，所以呢，他只好放弃了自己热爱的艺术，进入了所谓。的这个施特拉斯堡大学的医学院。When he fully mastered the courses of a medical school, he began to feel that he could also achieve something in the field of medicine. After graduating from medical school, Otto Lewis engaged in medical research at some university in Europe and the United States.He had made a significant contribution to pharmacology and medicine. Therefore, in 1936, he and his partner Dales jointly received the Nobel Prize in Psychology and Medicine.OK, 等那个他呢完全掌握了医学院的课程的时候呢，他开始觉得，哎，自己也可以在医学的领域中有所成就。从医学院毕业之后呢，他呢就在欧洲跟美国的一些大学从事医学研究。那因为呢他在化学领域里面已经有了就是很大的突破，所以呢他在1936年的时候呢，他跟他的伙伴戴尔就获得了诺贝尔社的药学奖跟医学奖。Although Otto Lewis is an outstanding scientist, he still suffered from the Nazis.In Germany, like the others, the Nazis not only confiscated all his poverty, canceled his German citizenship, but also imprisoned him. He was not allowed to engage in any scientific research in the dark camp. When he almost lost hope, he suddenly got a chance to escape. Finally, he moved to the United States andHe obtained American citizenship and was hired by New York University. And he started again. He continued to contribute to human medicine through its medical research. 尽管呢，勒维呢，他是一个非常杰出的科学家，但因为他是犹太人，所以他免不了呢，就是在德国呢，受到纳粹的迫害。他纳粹呢，不但呢，他收了他的全部财产，而且还取消他的国籍，还把他呢 囚禁在集中营里面，不准他从事任何科学的研究。那就在他快要失去那个希望的时候呢，他突然得到了一个逃走的机会，所以他就辗转到了美国，获得了美国国籍，也得到了纽约大学医学院的聘用。因此呢，他就可以再度的去从事于他已经中断很久的医学研究，继续为人类的医学做出贡献。 There is a saying that if the universe closes a door for you, he will surely open another door. Otto Louis' story is undoubtedly the best example. He couldn't continue to study the art he loves, yet he has achieved impressive achievements in medicine.Be locked up in the dark camps, there's still a chance to escape to a better place as long as you don't give up lightly. Even if your life falls to the bottom, there will still be a rope to help you climb out of the valley. So you could stand on a new starting point in life.OK, 这就是今天的 Intelligent Smart. 那我们就 See you next time. Goodbye. Everywhere that do the intelligent spark. Okay, so this is the second day. Okay, let's see the tarot about the judgment. Okay, let's do it. The curious things in the world isn't that you can't meet your love, but meeting the one and finally missing the one. Life is very short.It's unnecessary to waste a life complaining. Spend your limited time on something beneficial to you and others. 好，世界上呢，其实呢，最残忍的事啊，不是没遇到爱的人，而是你遇到了却最终错过。人生是很短的，没必要把生命浪费在抱怨里面，把有限的时光用在对自己对他人都有益的事情吧。这里有一个故事是这样子的。Here's the stories. After getting off the work, Dad came home and sat tiredly at the dining table. Mom cooked a bowl of stews with cheese and several toast. It looked not like toast. It looked like a few pieces of black charcoal.Which was burned by accident. I frowned and thought to complain. Yet, I end up silently and looking at the plate. I observed if the daddy would say something. 下班之后呢，爸爸呢回到家，疲惫地坐在餐桌前面。妈妈呢，她煮了一锅的炖菜，配上那种起司乳酪，还有吐司。那简直不像是吐司啊，它根本就是几片像黑炭一样的东西，显然它是不小心烤焦的。我皱着眉，很想抱怨一下，但最终呢，我还是沉默了，因为我就沉默地看着那个餐盘，然后观察看看爸爸会不会说什么。 However, as if nothing happened, Dad naturally picked up the toast, dipped it inValiant's cheese and add it with the stew. Then he asked me how I was doing at school today and how much work had done. 然而呢，老爸却好像看到好像都没有发生一样，他非常自然地拿着吐司沾着香草乳酪配上炖菜大口地吃着，然后他就问我啊，你今天学校怎么样，作业完成了多少。 Later, my momcame to the dining table and apologized embarrassedly. She said, I'm sorry about the toast. It was accidentally burned.
My father smiled and replied, Honey, don't be silly. This is exactly the toss I love. 后来呢，我妈呢，她就跑到了餐桌前，然后不好意思的道歉说，哦，不好意思，不好意思，不好意思，我那个吐司不小心烤焦了。没想到，老爸竟然笑着说，哎呦，别傻了啦，亲爱的，这是我最爱的吐司啊。
Suddenly, all of us burst out laughing. Before that, I couldn't help but ask my dad if he loved burnt toast. He said, Your mom had such a stressful day. Sometimes life is a little bit like that. Burnt toast won't harm anyone. The real harmful thing is saying something wrong at the wrong time.It's common in life. Something happens unexpectedly, and no one is perfect.
当下呢，我们全家人都笑出来了，因为真的太好笑了。然后睡前呢，我真的是忍不住了，我就去问我老爸，哎，啊，你是不是真的喜欢吃烤焦的吐司啊？然后他就说，你妈哦，她今天度过了一个非常有压力的一天。有时候呢，生活呢就是像这样，一个有点焦的吐司不会有很大的伤害，真正害人的是在错误的时间说错的话。生活中呢，常出现预料之外的事，没有人是完美的。
Take me for example, I often forget important days, even our wedding anniversary. You know what?She and I have learned to tolerate and accept our little mistakes or faults. That's the secret to having a happy relationship between the husband and wife. Try to be humorous and love those people and things that are meaningful to you. Life is very short.So there's no need to waste your time to complain. Use limited time on things that are beneficial to you and others.
OK, 以我为例好了，我常常忘记重要的节日啊。啊，你老妈呢？她不太会介意，因为我甚至连结婚周年纪念都忘记了。但是你知道吗？我和他在这些年里面学会了包容和接受彼此的一些小错误，这就是夫妻两人拥有长久而幸福关系的秘诀。我们试着用幽默和包容来对待那些对你有意义的人事物吧。人生很短欸，没必要把生命浪费在抱怨里面，把有限的时光用在对自己、对他人都有益的事情上吧。好啦，这就是今天的 Intelligence Bar.
This is today's Intelligence Bar. I hope you really enjoyed it.